Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's time for our monthly spotlight on the new sounds in gospel music, and we'll hear artists today like Karen Peck, Russ Taff, the Gaither Vocal Band, the Booth Brothers, and more. And as always, I like welcoming a guest co-host, and we go pretty far back, especially in this show, Linda Randall, and she's got a great new song out right now as well. But Linda, we're going to hear some great, great sounds from gospel music today. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be hanging out with you, Daniel. It's been a minute, but it's always a pleasure, always a pleasure.
Well, we've got, like I said, just a wonderful lineup of songs here. And tell me about your connection to what we know as Southern gospel or convention or quartet music. I mean, how much of this did you grow up being familiar with?
Nothing. Really, absolutely nothing. I always tease with Bill Gaither. He teases me because he says, yeah, you know, that white folks, you know, I always do the whole chocolate, you know, vanilla thing, but everybody knows me by that now. But
yeah,
we stole a lot of your songs. That's what Bill says, because what was interesting when I first got in the Southern Gospel Circle now many, many years ago, I heard derivatives of songs and pieces, and but the arrangements were different. You know, you'd have our lyrics, but you kind of sang them different, or they were sung quite, you know, similar, but they still had kind of a different flavor, you know. And I'm like, oh, that's one of our songs, but you just kind of did it your way. So that's kind of my introduction to Southern Gospel, Daniel, because I never forget when Bill first, you know, he'll pull you out in a minute. You don't have any forewarning or anything. And on that first homecoming video, it was entitled, This Is My Story, or When All God's Singers Get Home. And they were singing Robe and Crown. I grew up singing that. We grew up singing it. So he pulls me out. I'm singing it. I'm smiling. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm so excited. And Mark Lauer is looking at me like, what are you doing? And he's got this interesting look. I was singing my lyrics that we grew up singing. But finally, you know, I started singing it their way. And I go, oh, okay. So if you ever see that video. So it's kind of an introduction, you know, to music that we kind of did our way, and now it's, you know, it's kind of what Southern Gospel does. But other than that, I had never really heard, quote-unquote, Southern Gospel songs ever, you know, to my
right. And as we've covered in other shows, you grew up in Washington, D.C., I mean, proper, and it, you know, reminds me, that's right there kind of in between the, I mean, I don't know where they consider that north or south or kind of neither, but, you know, just geographically, you were exposed probably to a lot of different styles.
Absolutely, because we had, of course, there's Maryland, there's Virginia, and there, you know, especially Virginia, you can get into some of the Appalachian stuff in West Virginia and all that kind of, you know, so I really do love the rootsy, as Bill would say, Kevin teasing, rootsy music, and so it's all about, you know, coming from the heart, whatever it is you are singing, you want to make sure it's always just a gift that you give back to God, you know. So, But I was exposed to a lot of different sounds. We had like little black gospel quartets and in-between quartets and different, you know, kind of gospel groups. So I grew up very exposed.
Well, let's go right to this one then, because I think it'll fit what we're talking about. If you're talking about mixing just totally different styles and sounds all together, you've got the Isaacs. And you've got their whole story, of course, of Lily coming from the Bronx and coming from her Jewish background and bringing with her marriage into the bluegrass family and later even her salvation to Christ. I mean, this is just a wonderful family, and they're singing some really deep lyrics. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I just love people, but Isaacs, too, are just my family. Known them now for many, many years, but they're incredible songwriters. I think all of them. I don't know if Lily writes as much as the kids do, but they are just phenomenal writers. And of course, you know, Ben helped co-produce my new record. He's just a gift. All of them are. And I remember I just saw Sonia on, what do you call it, the Rockefeller Christmas.
Yes.
Singing next to Trace Atkins. I'm like, that's a texter, and go, you go, you're my sister. And we all, you know, so it's all fun. I know somebody famous, but they are just who they are. And I love them. So They're a great group and great writers, and I love this new song, Waiting in the Water. Oh, my land. You just, oh, can I talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a great lyric. Yes, do.
Man, how many of us are believing for God for something? I mean, you know, we've been praying and we've been toiling and expecting, but sometimes you just got to get up and walk toward it. And it's once you get moving, you know, and I love this, you know, it's in the water. It's like you've got to get there. And sometimes you just think you sit around and you just pray and go, ho. But, you know, like the blind man just had to get to the water. His miracle was that he had to do something. When Jesus asked the Mary and them to roll away the stone where Lazarus was, I don't know if it was Mary and them, I may be quoting that wrong, but the people at the tomb with him to roll away the stone, you know, Jesus could have himself rolled that stone away himself. But there's a part of faith that he wants us to participate in. And so I love this, that you've got to get it, you've got to walk toward it, you've got to keep believing, but you've got to just believe and get moving and not just sit, you know, and, oh, God, drop it out of the sky. So the song, Waiting in the Water, every time they would do it on the gate tour, and Mark Lowry especially would just jump up and almost, you know, become unglued because it's just like, yes, it's in the water. Go get it. You know, it's waiting for us. So, I love that song. Love the lyric. Powerful lyric.
It's a great one. And it's a theme, I think, that we're hearing right now more and more. Even the Gaither Vocal Band has a song about Do You Want to Be Well? And not to distract from the Isaac song. But I think we're seeing, you know, this realization that God has given us that ability to recognize, and he's given us a mind, and it's kind of like the parent says to the child, God's given you a good brain, I expect you to use it.
Right, exactly, because a lot of people, you know, and I'm not going to use the person, but I have someone in my life I've talked to quite a bit, like, do you want to be well? Some people just want to complain. Some people want to cry. But I'm like, at the end of the day, do you want to get better? And if you do, here's some things you're going to have to do, you know, and whether that's get better in relationships, that's get better really in physical health, in your spirit. So this song is so powerful, and I'm so glad they wrote it.
The Isaacs, it's Waiting in the Water on the New Music Spotlight here from Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host Linda Rand.
A helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way, he couldn't help but trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. I've walked in darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water. until my healing comes. I'll keep pressing on. Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe me. Here's my prayer.
It's a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends with the Isaacs there. I'm Daniel Britt. My guest co-host today is Linda Randall. Right now, here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
I'm singing
Rassel and Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Rassel and Jacob, I will not let thee go. I'm singing Rassel and Jacob for the day. Day is breaking. Rassel and Jacob, I will not let thee go. Let me go, Jacob.
Oh, the day
is breaking. Let me go, Jacob. I will not let thee go.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob.
Oh, the day
is breaking.
Go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me.
I'm singing
Rassel and Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Rassel and Jacob, I will not let thee go.
I'm singing
Rassel and Jacob. Day is breaking, Rassel and Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Let me go, Jacob.
Oh, today.
Day is breaking, let me go, Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Let me go,
Jacob.
Oh, today.
Day is breaking, let me go, Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Well, I came to Jesus as I was.
A new music spotlight is here, and Linda Randall is my guest co-host. And another song that we have waiting to feature here is by a family group that I'm new to, but I think you and I may have been sitting near each other at a Gaither event where the Browns took the stage, and I was blown away not only at their talent, but the audience's reaction to this family group. And they're out from the Midwest. They're not far from your neck of the woods these days.
They are not. As a matter of fact, here's a little, well, I'm not calling it trivia, but here's a little tidbit that didn't cost you a dime, you know. But I don't get to go to a lot of concerts myself because I'm in concert. I'm always going. Well, the Browns were, I mean, Daniel, within 17 minutes of my home, 17 minutes on December the 4th. And I saw this ad a couple weeks prior, and I go, and look at this, is ahead immediate, like, okay, check my calendar in my head, and I go, I think I'm in town. I'm almost sure I'm in town. Okay, I'm going to so surprise them. And then I got a little bit scared because I tried to surprise Mark Lowry about a year and a half ago, and he didn't know I was coming, didn't know I was there. 1,600 people on Thursday night, surprised him, made it through halftime, Mark comes down the aisle, drags me to the stage to sing. And I wasn't there for that reason. I was like, oh, no, I don't want this to happen. So anyway, so I get there, the concert's starting, and sitting in the back, and how can you hide the hair and the chocolate skin in a predominantly, you know, vanilla audience, but we're pretty obvious, you know.
It was
so cool. So I got to be there and support them, and they are wonderful. I just did some recipes for Michaela Brown for the Southern Gospel Magazine, so that'll be coming up shortly. But their little song, not little song, but Beautiful Day, their little brother, he wrote it, and it's a wonderful quartet song. He just turned, I believe, 17, but 16 at the time when he wrote it, and just a beautiful family, their precious mom, and we actually, her name's Shelley, and we just talked about doing an event with them. And I think they're in South or North Dakota next November. So we're neighbors. They are an up-and-coming, as they say, group, but their heart, they're all heart. I love that. So, yeah, they, Beautiful Day, check it out. Check out the Browns. Very, very gifted family.
Shelley, Michaela, Adam, and Andrew and the Browns.
Andrew, I said Andrew. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Andrew.
There you go. And they're here now. It's Beautiful Day on a new Music Spotlight with my guest co-host, Linda Randall. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
What a beautiful day, what a beautiful night. When you see it in the Savior's sight, trials may come and trials may go, but His love is the same. There's a comfort and peace in the midst of your fear, when you feel that the Father is near. Even in the darkness you can say, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day, what a beautiful night. When you see it in the Savior's sight, trials may come and trials may go, but His love is the same. There's a comforting peace in the midst of your fear, when you feel that the Father is near. Even in the darkness you can say, what a beautiful day.
A life without a Savior is no life to live at all. Seek and worldly favor, no help on which to call. But there's a light that's shining amidst the clouds so gray. It can turn a cold and lonely night into a sunny day.
What a beautiful day, what a beautiful night. When you see it in the Savior's sight, trials may come and trials may go, but His love is the same. Your fear, when you feel that the Father is near, even in the darkness you can say, what a beautiful day.
Some days hold a warmth and comfort, some days are dark and cold, but every day with Jesus is a wonder to behold. A weather in the valley or the up so high, there'll never be a storm cloud that won't keep on passing by. What a beautiful day, what a beautiful night,
when you see it in the Savior's sight. Trials may come and trials may go, but His love is the same. There's a comforting peace in the midst of your fear, when you feel that the Father is near. Even in the darkness you can say, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day, what a beautiful night. When you see it in the Savior's sight, the trials may come and trials may go, but His love is the same. There's a comforting peace in the midst of your fear, when you feel that the Father is near. Even in the darkness you can say, what a beautiful day.
To Daniel Britt and Friends with Linda Randall as my guest co-host today on a new Music Spotlight right now with the Perrys.
Well, sometimes I am rejected and I feel so all alone. Then I try to reach my Father and I know He'll be
seeking for the comfort of the precious Holy One. As I waited there in silence, I knew that He would come. Then I saw the light of heaven. He came right into my room. When I felt His presence touch me, oh, I knew.
But the new stuff this hour on Daniel Britt and Friends. My guest co-host is Linda Randall. And Linda, we can't go any further. We've got to feature your song. And this is one, as we mentioned, co-produced or I guess produced by Ben Isaacs, right?
Yes, co-produced by Ben Isaacs. It was just an honor to work with him. He is so incredibly gifted in producing. And I didn't even know that until we started working on my album. I'd been around him for years. No, he was a producer. So, yes, the new song and excited about it.
And this is a song, it's I've Got Jesus on My Mind, and part of the lyrics is Jesus, 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 got Him on my mind. But I heard we got a call the other day from a kid who evidently was hungry when they were listening, and they thought that you were singing Cheez-Its, Cheez-Its, Cheez-Its.
The look, orange crackers.
That is pretty funny. Oh, no, that's funny. I didn't know that. That's really funny. But no, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I got Him on my mind. We grew up, that was one of the songs we used to sing in church, and the song itself was just that. It was like a chorus. It was kind of like a little call and response. And when I went to do the new project, that was really a song that was on my heart. And I laughed because I said, you know, I've been asked by my white friends, like, why do black people just sing so repetitiously? I said, well, it of course is that way and it sounds that way, but each time we sing the same line, for the person singing it, it can mean something totally different every time they're singing it, right? So it got that, and I said, well, why do white folks do like 400 stanzas to one hymn? So we laughed about that, and I thought when we finally got to produce the song, I go, I'm going to write two verses to kind of give it a whole embodiment and feel. So I wrote the two verses and just grabbed up some of those old lyrics that we used to sing, and then there you have it. So hopefully everybody's happy, but I sing that, Daniel, in concert, and I make a makeshift choir with the audience. People come up and they're clapping and swaying, and there are different beats and grooves going and different movement. And it's, if somebody's clapping, they can't sing, or some vice versa. It's so I love it. It's a fun song, but it's a very true song. You know, you want to keep the Lord on your mind, no matter what it is that you're going to keep him front and center.
Linda Randall, here she is now on this new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jesus, 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 got Him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got Him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got Him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 I got Him on my mind.
Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind. I just want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me with worry and with doubt, I just choose to trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me, and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. I got him on my mind. I got him on my mind. In the early morning, I got him on my mind. When my heart is troubled, I got him on my mind.
Linda Randall, and you're on a new music spotlight with Daniel Britt and friends.
And our friends, father-son duo, Tim and Timmy LeBeau, The Bridge.
When I was a boy, growing up down on the Emerald Coast, fishing with my cousin is what I remember. We told stories and dreamed a lot on the way down to that favorite spot. There it was so tall and gray, we were scared to death, but we couldn't wait to cross the bridge to the other side, to a place we were sure was paradise. And that bridge rumbled and it swayed. Even though we were afraid, we still crossed over the bridge. A few years later, it was time to leave my home. Traded in my school days for a life out on the road. They said I had what it took, things you can't learn from a book. But if I just did what they say, I could go all the way across the bridge to the other side. A place I was sure was paradise, but that bridge rumbled and it swayed.
I pray that my children will find the faith to cross the bridge to the other side, to a place that I know is paradise. And I pray
listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. And if there was ever a friend of yours in the industry, you could just tell. I mean, he's a friend of everybody's, but I don't know, there was something between Linda and Gordon when you guys were on stage. He was backing you up big time, and Gordon Motes, I'm talking about, on keyboard, but also a wonderful vocalist, and the mind that he has for music and rhythm and everything. I mean, I would dare say this guy has some genius qualities about him.
Yeah, well, that is the understatement, because he certainly does, Daniel. Wow, I don't even know about Gordon Motes personally what to say. There's so many incredible things I can say, but let me just say this. Real, R-E-A-L, all capital letters. He is just a sincere child of God. I know in his there's this innocence about him. I know we're all sinners at our best, all that kind of stuff. But there is this childlike thing that he has that so many of us long to have, that we might pray for. Gordon has this incredible ability to just reach in and grab the heart of the person, like, immediately. And this voice, all-consuming, you know, in a powerful way. He's so gifted. And, of course, studio musician, you know, you've heard Kevin say that, you know, many times on stage, and how he's been voted this and voted that in Nashville. But it's not even about that. Gordon is an incredible man of God, husband, father, and he's a great brother in Christ. And so this is the time I must sing. I'm just, when I hear the title, da 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 da, and I'm swaying back and forth. This is the time I must sing. Perfect. Perfect. So I love that. I didn't feel in glory. I'm sure they wrote that. Okay. So if I didn't, they didn't. Don't quote me. but he's a perfect guy to do it, because he is music at its best.
And this is a wonderful, like you say, a wonderful sound, but wonderful remake. And Gordon, you know, I'm not a huge fan. I'll be honest. I'm not a huge fan of remakes. I'm an original kind of guy. I like the original artist. And sometimes I get a little bit nervous just to be very vulnerable here. But Gordon, he can take these things, and he puts his own touch. But he gives enough of a nod back to the original to where, you know, so it's just a wonderful remake. And it's Gordon Motes, and he's here now. I think you'll love it here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I have tasted a freedom. I can go where he's leading. For shackles can hold me no more. I have learned of life's essence. I stand in his presence and sing with my heart, he is Lord. There are days filled with sorrow, plans for tomorrow, but this is the time I must sing. And I know there's a reason why in his own season he gives me a song I can sing. So keep silent, you mountains, and your fountains, but this is the time I must sing. It's the time to sing praises to the rock of the ages. This is the time I must sing. If I've seen and I've done, if I've gained and I've won all the good things that life ever brings, still I've tasted enough of life's miracle stuff that forever I just have to sing. If the rocks would cry out, should his praises die out, the stones must keep silent as long as I've breath for the singing. His praise will keep ringing, and I will keep singing my song. We cry, only hope.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and Linda Randall, by the way, has been my guest co-host today. We got another song to play, and this is why I know, Sister just comes to mind. I know you gals just get together. I can imagine what you talk about off stage, whether it's the faithfulness of God or whether it's shoe shopping or, you know, the latest hairstyles. Karen Peck comes to mind.
Oh, Karen, I just light up. I love Miss Karen Peck. If you hear this, girl, call me. No, I'm just kidding. But I love Karen Peck. You know, I kind of met her along with Cherry and Kim Hop and all the sisters on the road. And Karen, you know, she just lights up rooms, stages, wherever she goes. This little interesting sense of humor, this little Southern girl, damsel in distress kind of thing. You know, she is just an incredible sister and friend. And, you know, you meet a lot of people, Daniel, you know, through the years that you kind of camaraderie with, you know, of course, on the road and all. But at the end of the day, when you have someone that will call you and that will pray with you and say, you know, encourage you when you're going through tough times and you can do that to them, that is really what the family of God is all about. And it's not about, you know, how great a song is or whatever, even though we're talking about that. It's the person. Karen as a person is just a wonderful, wonderful friend. And I think God for her so much, and so I'm just honored that I even get to mention her name. And I was going to say something else about her, and it slipped my head, but she's wonderful and just funny as ever. Oh, let me tell you this really sweet story real quick. She was doing the tent revival with Bill at the Billy Graham place last year, a couple of years ago, whenever that was. And, of course, it was filmed with the 40s era in mind. And Karen said she looked around the room and she was seeing people that were there, and she looked over there at me, and she got back on the bus that night. And I'm sorry, Karen, to tell you a story, but no. She got back on the bus and she said she started to cry because she realized in the 40s, we wouldn't even have been on the same stage. We wouldn't have had that. So when you've got a friend like that, that thinks on that level and keeping it real, that just touched me. She said, Linda, we wouldn't have been even, you know, we could, you know, I'm like, wow. I just, you know, Karen, that just touched me. So she's a great sister. And Cherry, of course, we all run together and all, but she's fantastic. That's my buddy.
And she's here with from her solo project, but she's singing a duet with Wes Hampton in the background here. And it's a great song, Karen Peck, right now, with God Lives There. Powerful lyric on Daniel Britt and Friends with Linda Randall as my guest co-host on this New Music Spotlight.
There's a cardboard house beneath the bridge at 10th and Broadway that the old man calls home. He drowns his sorrow and regret. The cheap wine helps him forget that the best years of his life are all but gone. Till the preacher man from the Tabernacle Rescue Mission tells him about amazing grace, and he finds what he's missing. And it didn't take a steeple, stained glass, a perfect people. There's a cardboard house beneath the bridge, and people pass by 'cause they don't care. But God lives there. There's an old folks home Sunny View, where she's worked for years, changing bedpans, scrubbing floors, loving those who've been ignored these last days here. And every now and then she sits beside someone and takes their hand and sings about a Savior and her promised land. It didn't take a steeple, stained glass, a perfect people. There's an old folks' home down by the river that becomes a house of prayer.
Oh, 'cause God lives there.
Oh, Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And it doesn't take a steeple, stained glass, or perfect people. It takes you and me to go and be the hands and feet of the one who cares. That God lives there.
You're listening to A New Music Spotlight. I'm Daniel Britt, and Linda Randall is my guest co-host today. Right now, the Booth Brothers' new song on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Right in the middle of the will of the Father, right in the middle of a narrow way. Some folks are licks at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
I can tiptoe over and take a look around, but I know if I go to the shifting ground, I'll be stuck in the miry clay.
Father, right in the middle of a narrow way. Some folks are licks at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
There are times I wonder what I would ever do if I chose not to go where he told me to. Then I drop to my knees and pray.
At the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Right in the middle of the will of the Father. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Some folks are less at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
This is A New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. Linda Randall, guest co-hosting with me, and Linda, the Browders, they've put out some great songs in the past few radio cycles that they've released music, and this one is a pretty powerful one, Praise You in This Valley. They're from Eastern Tennessee, and you're not. So how did you meet the Browders?
Well, quartet convention this year, I come in and my tables had gotten mixed up or something, and I walk in on the morning, Monday morning, and, you know, nobody was really there much. And these young kids run up to me, well, it's a young men, run up, and they're like, oh, Linda, we want to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I go, who are these guys? And then before I knew it, by the time we got on one end of the exhibit to the other end of the exhibit hall, they were singing to me. And they weren't, like, putting themselves up front or trying to promote themselves as much as they were so excited about our ministry had followed me and kind of in the back of their minds, mentor, and we became big sister, little brother thing immediately. And I was like, oh, I'd love to do some stuff with you guys. They gave me the CD, Praise You in This Valley. I just, matter of fact, just talked to Matthew not long ago, and we're talking about doing some stuff together. But Praise You in This Valley, oh, my word. That song is so powerful because, you know, I sing God on the Mountain.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody can praise God on the mountaintop. We all know that. You got money in the bank. You're walking in health. Kids are great. Everything's good. Great. You know, all that's great. But I'm learning, Daniel, how to praise God in the midst, like in the midst of it, like all that stuff is going on when you don't see beginning from the end and you're still in the fire. Oh, this is so powerful. It touches my heart. Praise you in this valley. And if you learn to praise God in this place, you can praise him anywhere. And so I love this song. I love this lyric. Love these kids. They are just phenomenal. And I told them, I said, in God's timing, we want to do something. We'll have them open. And who knows if I may not open for them someday, you know. So I don't ever look at it like I'm the big dog here. You're open for me.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to double team and do some things. Absolutely, yes. Incredible song.
And as we said earlier in the show, as we were talking about you and your history, being a Washington, D.C. girl, but now living in Kansas City, and talking about the Isaacs and kind of that the Jewish and the Bronx and the Kentucky bluegrass, Ohio. The Browders, they're from eastern Tennessee, but Matthew married a girl from the state of Maine. And so that's, again, kind of just a far end of our country here. And you don't typically think of Southern gospel.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got some kind of some contemporary stuff on the project that's really good. I mean, I think, you know, there's a contemporary that's contemporary, but theirs is, it's great. It's not so far out that, you know, people in this genre of music, if you typically like Southern gospel, which you can't relate to unless you just don't want to relate to it. They are just really, really, really great guys and a great family. And so I love the diversity, and this whole project is incredible. So they were working on a new album and just talk to them about that. So you guys get ready. I know it's going to be great.
The Browders, praise you in this valley. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
The pain has been great. I've cried a river of tears. This trial has tried my faith through my doubts and my fears. But I will stand upon your word, Lord, that's proven to be true. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. You will see me through, and I will praise you in this valley, though it seems you're far away, and the clouds are hanging over my head. Not long ago, I was on the mountain peak. I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best for me. I know you have a plan. Right now it's hard to see. In the palm of your hands, you are molding me. And though my heart has been broken, I don't understand. In all things I'll just give you thanks. I'll lift up my hands and I will praise you in this valley, though it seems you're far away, and the clouds are hanging over my head today. It seems not long ago I was on the mountain peak. I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best for me. I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best for me. And I will praise you in this valley, though it seems you're far away, and the clouds are hanging over my head today. I know, Lord. I know that you know what's best for me.
On Daniel Britt and Friends. With my guest co-host today, Linda Randall, we're shining the spotlight on new music. Here's the latest now from Rust Haff.
Far away from home, watching the waves thunder rolling out to sea, feeling small and alone. The ocean echoes the storm inside of me. I lose my breath, there's no sound. Am I too lost to be found? But God's love, wild as a hurricane. God's love, as gentle as a prayer. Is so loud. Millions of voices all fighting to be heard. I'm just a face in the crowd, trying to reach you, but I can't find words. I lose my breath and there's no sound. Am I too lost to be found? Wild as a hurricane, God's love is gentle as a prayer. God's love calls me by name. Yes, he knows me. He calls me by my name.
God's love.
Talking about God's love.
Been listening this hour to a wonderful sampling, kind of like a buffet or just what's hot and fresh right now in gospel music. And if you've been listening for the hour, I know you can say with Linda and me, it's in good shape. The state of gospel music is strong. The lyrics are there. The message is present. And that, of course, Linda, you would agree, that's most important. No matter what style you come down on, no matter what kind of production effects you can put on it or how many pieces of product you can move. At the end of the day, it's about the message, and that's life-changing.
Absolutely, Daniel. And I'm telling you, the condition our world is in today, we need this message of hope. However, whatever kind of package it comes in, people loving Jesus, being able to communicate that truth, we need to get beyond, well, I just done that, you know. Well, no, the truth is communicated a lot of different ways. And, you know, the message shouldn't change, but there are different methods and different ways to do it. And so I love that we have such a like you said, a smorgasbord of goodies here, like a buffet of different songs and styles and people coming from different backgrounds to share the truth of hope. Mm-hmm.
Linda, it's always good to talk to you, and I want to remind people they can get in touch with you at lindarandall.com, and that's Linda with a Y. L-Y-N-D-A, and Randall is R-A-N-D-L-E. LindaRandall.com and all that you have going on. I know you do some women's conference type things and Bible studies and the concert tour and working with the Gaithers. And I mean, you've just got so much. You got to check out our site, LindaRandall.com.
Thank you so much, Daniel. My pleasure.
Thanks for taking time to sit today and listen to some good music with us. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.